It's our Press Box podcast on MissouriNet.com. I'm Bill Pollack, joined by TJ Moe. First question I got to ask you here, if the first day of practice, you had the red jersey on. What's the matter? What's wrong? People are going to be panicked when they hear this.
No, it wasn't full red. It was just a little bit of a pullover. So that means I was still practicing. I still went through most of the drills. My hamstring's been a little bit tight throughout the summer, and so we're just being cautious.
We have a sister radio network in South Carolina that covers the ACC, SEC, obviously, with South Carolina. I was talking with one of the reporters. He said he was almost embarrassed by the way some of the media acted and the questions that they asked you guys. And he said, you know, it was like they'd never played football before in their life.
Well, they should be embarrassed. They're treating us like we're little kids, and that's not the case. We play some pretty good football over here. And, you know, I think they do treat the SEC like they're the NFL, but they also don't really treat us like we're in the SEC yet. And so, you know, we're going to have the first couple games to prove ourselves.
So the coaches have the T-shirts on that say respect on the back of them, and obviously probably more lack of respect, right?
Yeah, really it's just what you're working towards, kind of, and it gives you, it's good motivation, and that's fine. Everybody's been talking about it for a while, and every team, every great team, it latches on to something, and really that's it for us. Just it's the respect factor, going out and earning your stripes, and I think you do have to earn it before it's given to you.
When did the talk die down within the team about moving to the SEC and focusing on the actual start of the season?
It never started up. We never cared where we were playing football. We're still going to jump out here on our own field 7 times this year and play football. And I don't think it matters who we're playing against. We got 9 conference games every year, and we do pretty well in those games. So I know it's a new conference, but we never talked about it. We never hyped it up too much. I mean, it's still football to us.
Let's talk about the team, and obviously your quarterback, James Franklin, coming back from the shoulder surgery. I watched him. He looked pretty good. I mean, just I don't know much. You played quarterback. What'd you see from him, and what do you expect from him?
Come back from the injury, I think he's fully healed. I think if we had a game today, he'd be playing. And he's a tough kid. You'd never know that he was hurt, even if his shoulder was really hurting him. But I think he'd be really cautious out here today, and he didn't have any problems. So I think he's back. As far as that goes, I think the mental side of the game is coming a lot easier to him this time around, too.
Now, he even said that he was a little banged up last year during the season, and it didn't seem to affect him at all.
No, he's a tough kid. You know, some days he'd be limping around until Wednesday or Thursday, and then, I mean, I've seen him Fridays where he's not doing well. He walks down the field on Saturday, he buckles it up, and you never know the difference.
I saw DGB on the sidelines with you before he got into some plays. You two were talking. Just give an idea what those conversations were like.
I just try to tell him what I'm seeing out there. I've been around. I remember all the questions I had as a freshman, the things that I wanted people to tell me. And that's kind of what I'm telling him, trying to give him a little jump start here because I think he's gonna be good for us this year.
He's got a lot of talent. I mean, that's obvious. But Coach Pinkel has that rule. Everybody starts at the bottom. How quickly can he move up and be a contributor?
Well, we got a lot of really good players on this receiving core. And, you know, as fast as he can move up is as fast as he grabs onto it. But it's also depends on how the other guys are playing, too, because if we got guys that are playing up to their potential, then it's going to be tough for him to move up. But I think he can definitely bring an element maybe that we don't have with the size and speed and the combination and things that he can do. So he can definitely be a part of this offense, but I wouldn't go as far to say that he's going to be moving up past anybody because we have a lot of good receivers on this team.
You know, the one thing I keep hearing is you guys run the spread offense. Is this going to work in the SEC? But Urban Meyer ran a spread offense at Florida, so it's been there. I'm a little confused as to why this seems like such a novel idea that you guys are bringing the spread offense to the SEC.
No, because we don't play in the SEC yet, and they think that's just what they think. So that's fine.
Who do you think your biggest rival will be in the SEC?
I think Arkansas, who also runs the spread, kind of.
It's novel, isn't it? Novel idea.
Georgia's got their own version, too. I don't understand, but that's okay.
Hey, thanks a lot for your time, and we'll catch up with you during season.
Thank you.